Welcome to Life Moments. I'm your host, Terry Beckstrom. In today's special segment episode, we're going to briefly discuss the topic of conflict. Now, I'm sure that conflict is an obscure term for most and that no one ever has to deal with a situation that involves conflict. Well, that's certainly not the case for anyone. Now, of course, there are those who are blessed with minimal conflict in their lives, but for the rest of us, the potential for conflict arises just about every day. And there are varying degrees of conflict and a vast spectrum of areas where conflict can arise. And we're going to place international or global conflict at the top of the list. These are conflicts that can affect nations around the globe. The conflict can center around philosophical issues, religious beliefs, customs, traditions, economic strife, ethnic bias, territory disputes, pollution, scarce resources like water, food, land, and gas, policies, perceptions to include real or perceived impressions of threat of sanctions, invasion, war. Every people group has as its core a desire to survive, and our survival mechanisms kick into high gear when we believe we're being threatened. A lot of these global conflicts are rightly labeled as intercultural conflicts, and these are conflicts arising out of differences between cultural groups. Would it be safe to postulate that some cultural groups are simply incompatible for a myriad of reasons, ergo, there will always be conflict between them, perhaps, unless we can at some point move to the place where we accept the fact that there will be cultures that are vastly different and that we're okay with that. Let them do their thing and we'll do ours position. Can that even work from a global perspective? Does isolationism factor in? You know, what about other types of conflict? In any multicultural society or country, you're going to have intercultural conflict. We've seen this in the United States, and almost every country in the world deals with intercultural conflict at some level. Then there's intracultural conflict, conflict between people in the same cultural group. People have disputes based on goals, perceptions, styles, and so on. We all experience conflict. We see conflict within families, between friends, between co-workers, workplace conflict, between management and staff, between competitors, at home, at school, at the office, even on the way to school or at the office at times. Conflict is everywhere. Think about the fact that we really wouldn't need military or law enforcement were it not for conflict. Well, perhaps we would need someone to take the accident report, but then, wait for it, there would be conflicting stories on who caused the accident. And perhaps conflict actually caused the accident in the first place via road rage. You get the point. Where there's a dispute of any kind, we're going to have conflict. People approach conflict differently, too. Some people avoid conflict at all costs and will do almost anything to keep the peace, to include enduring personal, verbal, and sometimes even physical attacks. On the other side, there's some people that actually love conflicts. They may be the bully or the instigator or the person who ignites conflict between others because they enjoy watching conflict as a spectator sport. You know who these people are. Countries like to tell other countries that they're better than them and more powerful. Their bomb is bigger. So we have conflict and it's all around us. Okay, now what? Well, let me ask you this. How do you respond to conflict? Let me even back up a little bit. What are your tactics for conflict avoidance? Do you have any? How about tactics to deal with live-action conflict? How about the mother of all conflicts, a 211 in progress, 4-alarm DEFCON 1 conflict? Now, what if I told you there were a lot of effective tactics and strategies available to deal with conflict, to include verbal and nonverbal pre-conflict diffusion techniques or measures? Does that sound like a mouthful? Not really. It's just being able to identify a brewing conflict and taking action to redirect the issue, to defuse the bomb, if you will, early. That one's my favorite. The power of nonverbal communication, body language, comes to the rescue again. Communication is an absolute in conflict situations and in life. So what can you do to deal with conflict on a simplistic level? Again, number one, communicate. Know the other person's position, the what, the why, the when, the how. You'll need to listen attentively to achieve this. Use dialogue to get to know the other side. If you don't already, communicate without arguing, condemning, complaining, accusing. Get to know the other person or persons or the group's position and let the other side know your position. Be empathetic towards the other person or group. Understand their position and be able to look at the issue from their perspective. Don't spark emotional triggers. And when you observe a potential hotspot via body language, redirect and get back on track to resolutions. Remember, emotions drive people. Understand this and remain calm and keep your logic running on cool emotions. Keep de-escalation at the forefront. Instead of flaming the fire, throw some water on it. If things get off track, heated, and emotions start to take over, take a break and come back to discuss it when cooler minds can prevail. Commit to working towards a mutually acceptable solution where both sides are both parties feel like they walk away with their dignity. Sure, someone is going to get the short end of the stick, and at times that even may need to be you. Manners, kindness, character, and principle all matter when we're talking about conflict avoidance, mitigation, and resolution. The study of conflict is interesting, whether we're discussing it from a global perspective all the way down to conflict between two people over some seemingly nonsensical issue. We could go on for days discussing the identification of pre-conflict behavior, the identification of conflict, causes of conflict, the stages of conflict, conflict theories, diffusion, resolution, cultural issues, the conflict process, strategies, negotiation, rapport, persuasion, coercion, communication. There's a lot to discuss. And I recommend a deep understanding of how conflict works. So that's the fast and dirty on conflict. Now deal with it. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a great afternoon and a great week. Until next week.